You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and it was on this date back in 1917 that China formally declared war on Germany and Austria during World War I. And you guys know that I do love World War I and looking at sort of the ramifications of the Great War. So I thought I'd come on and talk just a little bit about China's involvement in World War I and also how its involvement sort of led to China becoming a communist country, matter of fact. But from its inception, the Great War was not really specifically confined to being a European war. In the Far East, there were two rival nations, Japan and China, that were trying to figure out a way into the Great Conflict, mostly because they knew that when all was said and done, there would be some spoils to the victors of that war, so they were trying to get involved with who they thought would win. Japan was a longtime ally of Britain, and they really wasted no time in getting involved in the war. They entered in 1914, and there was a German port located on the Shandong Peninsula in China, and they immediately started making plans to capture that from the Germans. Some 60,000 or so Japanese troops, assisted by a couple of British battalions, violated actually Chinese neutrality by attacking the Shandong Peninsula. They did end up capturing the naval base, and the German garrison ended up surrendering. They were kind of cut off from support, so they didn't have much of a choice in that anyway. That following year, Japan presented China with what it called the 21 Demands, which included the extension of direct Japanese control over most of Shandong, and it also included control over parts of Manchuria and Inner Mongolia as well, and would mean seizing more territory for Japan, including a lot of those islands in the South Pacific, which were at the time controlled by Germany. Now, China was in sort of a weak bargaining position at this point. They were internally divided, and they had just been struggling with a revolution, actually. The Boxer Rebellion, you'll probably recall from the early 1900s, as well as the fall of a dynasty was right around the corner. And with all of those elements at play, they were sort of forced to accept most of those 21 demands, all except for the most radical ones. Now, the Chinese people were not at all happy with these demands being met. And in fact, it's because of this anger that the Nationalist People's Party was able to seize control of the government, restoring a monarchy, and the leader of the Nationalist People's Party installed himself as emperor. He did not actually rule the country very long. The military leaders of China sort of, you know, put guns to him and forced him to return to a more republican form of government. It was a little later, though, that China formally declared war on Germany. It was on this date, like I said, back in 1917. Its major aim was to earn itself a place in the post-war bargaining table. Above all, China sought to regain control of that Shandong Peninsula that it had lost to Japan, and it really wanted to reassert its strength before Japan. It was becoming once again unified in a sort of its disdain for other countries, to be honest, but it was becoming a powerful country again, even if it was dealing with some division internally. China's major contribution to the war actually ended up being a group that we call now the Chinese Labor Corps. They were a force of workers recruited by the British government in World War I to free British troops up to go to the front line. They mostly just did manual labor, you know, moving bags, building things, stuff like that. But there was a very significant number of Chinese labor corps recruited to work for the British. I believe it was about 150,000 men served the British and the French before the end of the war. So after the war itself was all said and done at the Versailles Peace Conference following armistice, Japan and China struggled really bitterly to gain control of that Shandong Peninsula. The Allied Supreme Council, which was really dominated by the United States, France, and Britain, really favored Japan, who had been more adamant in their support of the war. They had jumped on sooner and been more gung-ho about sending their actual military out to fight, so they did get preferential treatment at the Versailles Peace Conference. What Japan asked for was control over Germany's considerable economic possessions in Shandong, including its railways, its mines, and its ports as well. It did come with a catch. Japan promised it would return control of Shandong to China eventually, and it did actually in 1922. But the Chinese were still deeply outraged that the Allied forces would favor Japan at Versailles even after they had supported it, because this was, you know, their territory. Like they basically got invaded by Japan and then told that they had no right to their own country. This sort of culminated in a big demonstration held in Tiananmen Square. It's not that one. This was much, much earlier than that. But it was protesting these negotiations that happened in Versailles. About a year later, radical Chinese nationalists would form the Chinese Communist Party. They would go on to put on a number of anti-Versailles Treaty demonstrations, and they would eventually win power in China in about 1950. And it's just sort of all downhill from there for a little while before China got back on the uptick. But it's always astounding to me how great of an impact World War I really did have on the world. We can see so many echoes of it even today, just in the culture and political climate of China even today. But thank you for joining me today on my little history segment about China's involvement in World War I. Remember, if you like these segments, you can go online to kggfradio.com, click on the community tab, or go down to On Demand, and then find a Zach on blank that you're interested in. This one will be under Zach on China's involvement in World War I, and you can listen to any of these little history segments in your free time if you'd like to. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.